We are learning Maseches Zumah Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning on Pei Beis Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom and middle of the line. The Gemara just said that the 3 Averis that a person has to give his life for these Averis. Averis Zara, Gil Rash V'Chazam. That means if a guy says, I'm going to kill you if you don't do Averis Zara, he has to let himself be killed. Same thing for Shvichazam as Nus. So what's the Makar for this? Averis Zara Manalo. How do you know about a Zara, a person is mechuyif to kill himself with that? The Tanya looked in a braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Nemar, it says in Shema, b'chol nafshecha, with your whole soul, lama nem b'chol meidecha. So why does it say, with all your money, why do you have to give so many examples? Just say the most chavav digger thing, the most precious thing, which usually is your life, and you'll know everything else you have to give up for Hashem. If you're saying that his life is the most important, so why do you say the money is most important? So why do you say nafshecha? Why do you say the life is most important? Why do you say both things? So Gemara says the reason the Rav Lezer says in the Braisa because there are people we're not the different type of people. It's not a uniform fact which thing is the most precious. Some people their guf their life is more important than their money. So there it says, even you have to give up your life for Hashem. If there's a person who is money is more chav than his guf, is more precious than his guf for him, therefore it says, so what is even his price? A person has to give up his life for Hashem. So you see, Avodah Zarah is the opposite of serving Hashem. And therefore, you see from this pasuk, from this brisa, you have to give up your whole life. Be'etzem, like the Ran asks of Sechav Sochem, you don't have to make this whole drasha. Stam, b'chol nafshecha means b'chol nafshecha, finish. You have to give up your life. So the Ran says, Shukum lafuke, there's other Tanoim have different shat and b'chol nafshecha, and therefore, we're bringing down Rabbi Yehaza hold, b'chol nafshecha means literally, you have to give up your life. And that's the makar, that someone has to give up his life, Avodah Zarah. So that's Avodah Zarah. Gila Raya is Shvichas Dam Manalan. How you know Gila Raya is Shvichas Dam? The Tanya learned in a Braisa. Rebbe Yomer, it says in the Pasuk that if someone, a man, is Ma'anes, a Naira, to be Mizana with him, so the halacha is that only the man gets an Oynish. The girl does not get an Oynish. Why not? Because she's an Oynish. She was forced. And if she's forced, she's not going to be chayv. So the pasuk says this: "V'lenayr le'sasa davar, ein le'nayr chet mavis." Don't do anything to the nayr. No einish. No punishment for the nayr. She doesn't get misa. Why? Kasha yokum ish arei rotzacha nefesh kena davaza. Just like when someone kills someone, you know, the guy's einish. Here also is einish. And the question is, like, what are we giving the mashal for? Yeah, we chayv. She's einish. Why do I have to give his mashal? Rabbi Eimer, kasha yokum ish arei rotzacha nefesh kena davaza. V'chima inyan. What are we adding on the pasuk by saying this is like a ritzeh? Yeah, she was forced. What did they add on for like ritzeh? So Gemara says it's coming for a limud. El areza bala lamed. You read the pasuk that's coming to teach you something about Naim Rasa. Vanim to lamed. Really, it's learning out. The ritzeh is learning something out from Naim Rasa. Ma naira marasa nitnatzil benafshay. It's mevuyer in the pasukim there that says ve'im reshiyala. So we're in the psukim that if someone sees a man running after a woman to be ma'anis her, you're allowed to kill the man. You're allowed to kill the man who's running after the woman. Afrit seach also, if you see a murderer running after someone, you're allowed to kill the murderer. So that's what you learn out. You learn out the murder from Gila Arayis. And then you make a drasha all the way also. Ma'arit seach, yarg v'yavar, just like your seach is yarg v'yavar. Before someone does murder, he has to let himself be killed. After Naira Marasa, by his nus also, a person should kill himself before he does nus. So you see from here, the makar for Gila Arayis, they have to kill yourself before you do Gila Arayis. Now, we're learning it out from Shvichas Dam, we're learning it out from murder. Murder itself, how do you know murder itself that someone has to kill himself for that? So the Gemara Ritzeach Gufa Minalan, how do you know a Ritzeach itself is Mechuyev to kill himself before he does Aveira? Svaru, because that's a Svaru. What's the svara? The Huda Asla Kameh the Rabba. Someone came in front of Rabba. Amalei, the person told Rabba, Amalei Mari Deroi, my leader of my town, the ruler of my town, told me, Katle Planya, kill Reuven. V'iloi katan alach, and if you don't kill Reuven, I'm going to kill you. Amalei, so Rabba told him, the psak is like this, Nikdalach v'sikto. Let yourself be killed. Don't kill someone else. My chaz is the dam yidach sumuk tvei. Who said your blood is redder than his blood? Don't who got for sumuk tvei? Maybe his blood is more precious than yours. And Rashi explains the svar like this. Why always by bekuach nefesh ayidach Hashem's mitzvah? Teretz is Hashem rather have your life than his mitzvah. He has more. I don't need your mitzvah. I'd rather have your life. But here, a life isn't going to be killed anyway. There's going to be a life being killed anyway. So here, why should you over both things? Over a mitzvah and have a life killed. Here already, a life is to be killed anyway. Hashem wants his mitzvah then. Oh, Hashem only gives up on his mitzvah if you save a life. But here you're going to kill someone. So, Terry's going to say, your life is better? No, who said your life is better? Your life is not better. You're going to kill someone, therefore, there's no hatah for that. Akaponim, that's the svara of why Ritzicha, you have to let yourself be killed, because you can't go be over a mitzvah and kill another person, because then someone's going to die anyway, so you're not gaining anything of a chai behem. Because Hashem's life is more precious than mitzvahs. But in this case, anyway, killing your life. Like upon him, these are the makar for three averis. The makar for avodah zarah is b'chol nafshecha. The makar for gila rice is learned out of ritzeach. And the makar of ritzeach is a svara that someone's being killed. So Hashem does not want someone to be killed. He just keep your mitzvah there. Talking about Avaita, famous stories. Ahi ubra the archa. There was a certain pregnant woman who smelled some food on Yom Kippur. Also came to the Rebbe. They came to the Rebbe. Amalahu zilu luchushula. Go whisper in her ear the Yom Kippuruhu, that it's Yom Kippur. Luchushula. They whispered to her Valchisha, and it worked. So the first step is you whisper to her it's Yom Kippur, and that's what he passed that. And they hear it worked. Kari aleh, so they called on her, the pasuk that says, "B'terem etzarcha babeten yidaticha." Before you even created, before you came, the fetus, the baby in the mother's stomach already recognized Hashem. B'terem etzim erechem ekdeshticha. Ready as a baby in the embryo already, this person was a tzaddik. He heard that Yom Kippur, no more cravings. Who came out of that? Nothing. Many Rabbi Yechonon came out of that. Now Rashi is interesting. Rashi says, "Ahi ubra de arka." Rashi says, "Aricha of Yom Kippurim haya." Rashi tells you it's Yom Kippurim. It's Yom Kippurim. Obviously, it's Yom Kippurim. The Gemara says Yom Kippurim. Lechish lo Yom Kippurim. So why is Rashi Yom Kippurim haba? Zokta Chochma Shloima. That's from Shloima Kluger on Shulchan Aruch. He says, because it's teaching us that this is only on Yom Kippur you have to whisper in the ear. But it's even to Sefis Yom Kippur, the extra part of Yom Kippur that you have to fast extra a little bit before Shkia, then she has a craving, or after Shkia, Matzah Yom Kippur, after Tseis, Matzah Yom Kippur, with a little extra, there you don't have to whisper in the ear, you give her the food. That's what he says, what Rashi says, but Yom Kippur Maya. Okay. Another Maisa, he ubra the Archa. So Uber had a craving. Also, Rabbi Chanina came to Rabbi Chanina. They told Rabbi Chanina, "Luchushula, whisper in her ear, and see if it helps. If it quells the hunger." Veloy Yelchisha, it didn't work. Veloy Yelchisha did not. He was not makabel Yelchisha. Kari Aleha, they called on her. This pasuk, Zayru Rishon Merechem, already from the mother's womb, were planting a rasha. And who came out of this? Nafak Minei Shabsoi Otsaperi. Who came out of this? The Arasha, his name is Shabsoi Otsaperi. What was his riches? That he was Mafkia Sha'arim. What he used to do is he used to buy out all the Paris and wait till there's nothing left, no food left in the streets, and then he sold it at a inflated price because he's the only one who had the food. And that's called the major Rasha. That's an example of the Rasha came out of it. Someone was Otsaperi, someone who cares about himself, doesn't care about anyone else, and is oiker all the prices, he ruins all the prices in town, that's who came out of this maisa where the mother had to eat on Yom Kippur.